This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Matt Powers back with you, and Albia Iowa, Jason Summers will be along shortly with us. They did the starting lineups for the Rockets. We'll take a look at them wearing jersey number 11 for the Rockets. Jevin Jensen, the junior, he's 6'3". Tanner Allen, he'll wear number 13. He's a senior at 6'1". And then the Rockets go with their youth, number 15, Peyton Walker, the freshman at 5'11". He'll be followed up by the senior, 6', number 23, Trevor Schwartz. And then the other senior, the other guard, 5'10", number 33, Brandon Plate. They've got their work cut out for them tonight as the Albia Blue Demons come in undefeated on the season. They'll be taking Colton Dorfenhaus. He's a junior. He'll be wearing number 2 tonight. Tanner Wynn, number 12. He's a senior. He'll be also in the starting lineup. Zach Hugan, the all-purpose, all-athletic kid. He'll be wearing number 22. He's a senior. Mason Cox, number 32. He's a senior as well. And number 34, Victor Sanders. He'll be wearing number 34. He's a senior for the Blue Demons tonight. And Jason, I expect the Blue Demons to be off and running fairly quickly at the opening tip tonight.
Well, this is an athletic group for Albia. They will get up and down the court. But you can throw the records off to the side because it really doesn't matter. Conference play, it's always going to be about heart. And one thing you always find with this matchup, Albia, Eddyville, Blakesburg, it doesn't matter what sport it is, you're going to get a contest.
We've got a correction that Jaden Scott, the other freshman, is in for Peyton Walker in the starting lineup tonight. There's the ball being tossed up, and it goes out of bounds, and they will award it to the Rockets. So just the start of the ball game. This is the second half of the doubleheader. Lady D girls were able to win victorious over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 42-32. Schwartz with it in the front court for the Rockets, trying to break down his defender. Gets it to Brandon Plate. He's over there on the wing. Man-to-man coverage by the Blue Demons. Baker is in on him. There's Jaden Scott, and he got the turnover, the freshman. And the youth movement has gone on here, Jason, for the Rockets. They don't have a lot of depth, and they utilize three freshmen at various stages of the game.
Well, I can remember a few years back watching a young group of Lady Rockets that started as freshmen. I think he had four or five girls that started as freshmen. And you look what the results were 4 years later. They were some outstanding basketball players.
That's a good way to think about it. Good way to think about it. Same thing with the Lady D's. They have come up through the rank, took their lumps when they were sophomores and freshmen, and even last year took some lumps and came away with a nice victory tonight. They're in the lead now in the conference, sitting undefeated. Jensen takes it to the rack, and he is fouled on the floor. Looked like number 2 got him. That might have been Matt Baker. Nope, 22.
Really like the look of Jensen.
Really with his good clean haircut.
He's got a tell you what, he's got a really athletic body. He smarts with the basketball.
Jaden Scott puts it up and in for the Rockets, and they're on the board first, 2-0 early here in the first quarter. Albia with the ball on the wing, takes it inside.
Nice move.
Nice move indeed by number 12, Tanner Wynn, to tie it up very, very quickly. Took him off of the dribble, took his man inside, and was able to score. Schwartz backs his man down. Turnaround jumper is no good, and Albia swarms over that rebound.
Baker will push it ahead. You know, Matt is so quick. He gets up and down the court so quickly. Puts the three ball up, no good. Rebound goes to the Rockets.
Jensen is able to clear the glass. That ball went up really, really quick. There was nobody under the rim for the Blue Demons. Jensen with the three ball hits. 5-2 in the early going, and it's safe to say, Jason, we're going to have more scoring than the first game.
I think so. With the basketball. Win. Baseline, it goes Sanders. Sanders jump shot, good. Nice soft touch there by Vic Sanders.
I don't remember seeing him last year. He must have been on the pine, but he's got a nice-looking shot from the baseline.
Tanner Kellogg was ahead of him, and we all know Tanner, top rebounder, and all of high school basketball.
You mean Clark. Clark Kellogg. I called him Clark I don't know how many times last year.
That's a compliment to Clark. Baker, baseline, kicks it out to Sanders. Sanders up top, win. Right side, Cox. Cox open for three, shot on the way, off the rim, no good. Rebound goes to the Rockets.
Jaden Scott, the freshman, was able to corral that. Gets it up ahead to Schwartz. Schwartz, crossover dribble, takes it
move.
Up. Can't finish, though, on the layup. And here comes the Blue
Double
Demons
dribble.
In that turnover right there. Wynn got a little happy and travel with the basketball.
10-11.
Rockets lead 5-4 here early going. And, Jason, I tell you what, it's going to be a dinger, I think, by the time this is all said and done.
Yeah. Fast-moving ball game.
I don't know why Schwartz has orange socks, but he definitely has orange socks.
I don't think you or I could pull that off, but he certainly has the ability
double,
to do that.
Double team on Schwartz. He's able to give it up. Plate tries to drive on Baker. Baker's able to stick to him, kicks it out to Tanner. Ray Allen, and he is no good, and there's a loose ball foul on the rebound on the plate, and he cannot get into foul trouble. He is the fastest man that the Rockets have.
Kid. I'll tell you that.
Yep, he's the fastest man the Rockets have, and they cannot have him on the bench. He's going to be assigned to Baker. He's got to stick to him.
Well, that's no easy task.
Blue Demons on the attack.
Baker goes to the top of the circle. Picks up his dribble, out to Wynn. Wynn, head fake to Cox on the baseline. He'll dribble in. Tries to get it off. He'll go up top to Tanner Wynn. Wynn finds Peterson. Good ball movement here by Albia. Zach Ugin splits the defenders up off the glass. Can't get it to fall. And that rim continues to be tight on this west side of the Albia gym.
Unbelievable. Jensen clears the glass. Gets it up ahead. Kicks it out to Schwartz. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound to Albia.
Peterson, ahead it goes to Wynn. Taken away momentarily. Now Ugin. Ugin in the paint to Wynn. A backside shot up. No good. Foul on the way. Good ball movement that time by Albia. Wynn cut to the basket. His buddy found him and couldn't get the basket to drop, but he'll have the free throws to come.
You love that high percentage shot when they're in the lane and he just couldn't quite finish. He got hit from behind. That foul on Tanner Allen sends him to the line.
Wynn's first shot up and good.
Now tie the game at 5. Albia's got three guys coming in, two guys going out. The other substitute will be for the shooter.
Just love the from an Albia standpoint, you love the depth and athleticism. You just keep moving guys in that can run like deer.
See, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont doesn't have that depth, Jason. You're going to see these five guys go. They might substitute one out. And if Albia can run up and down the court, they're going to gas out the Rockets.
That, I believe, is the game plan. Here's a turnover. Yeah, they're going to say last touch on Albia.
Plate was in a bit of a scramble there, and lucky the ball went off an Albia defender. The Rockets will have it on the sideline. Jensen to trigger it in.
Luke Sarville will guard the inbound on Jensen. Jensen gets it in.
Schwartz over there on the corner dribbles it out in between the circles now. In between the legs he goes. Tells direction of where some of the players should be going. Jensen trying to get it in on the block. Gets it, kicks it back out to Schwartzy. Schwartzy dribbles to the baseline. Cut off. Crossover dribble. Brings it back to Jensen. Jensen drives the lane. Jump stop.
Oh,
puts up.
Tough move.
Just over the rim. Puts it in. Rockets lead 7-6.
I'll say it again. Just so impressed with his athleticism, his presence of mind. He's got a basketball body and a basketball mind.
And basketball family as
yes.
well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sister Jaren Jensen was one of the stalwarts from last year's squad.
Shot on the way in the lane. Ryan Sarver with the shot. No good. Rebound to the Rockets.
Tanner Allen is able to clear the glass. Gets it up to Schwartzy. Schwartzy kicks it over to Jensen. Jensen, three ball on the way. No good. Loose ball is picked out by Scott. Over to Jensen. And he is fouled by Baker. Got him with the body as Jensen tried to move to his right.
I'll tell you what, he will force you to have to move your feet because he's going to move his.
That's a good way to put it. Tanner Allen to trigger it in from the left side. Evan Heinle comes in, and out goes Jaden Scott. Heinle, first action that I've seen him this year. Pass inside, gets it to him. He's able to corral that ball. Brandon Plate loses the handle, and it's off of Albia defender, and the Rockets will keep it under their hoop.
Albia trailing here, 2:48 to go, first quarter, 7-6. Rockets lead.
Rockets trigger it into Schwartzy, has it on the right wing, tries to break down the dribble, jump stop, passes it ahead to Evan Heinle. He misses it, ball's loose, Jensen comes up with it, tries to get in the lane. He's in trouble, kicks it out to Schwartzy. Schwartzy with it, dribbles to his left, kicks it back to Jensen, three ball on the way, no good, and cleared out of there by Albia.
Albia push ahead, Ugin. Left side it goes, Ryan Sarver to the baseline to his brother Luke. Luke on the way, shot no good, rebound cleared out by Jensen. Rockets one and done for Albia.
Jensen being the chairman of the boards here early on in the ball game, he's got four rebounds.
You see a little trend that continues on in the second game? I don't know.
I wouldn't. I'm on record of saying no, it wouldn't, but yet I'm making a fool of myself by saying exactly that's exactly what has happened here. Rockets with the ball, throwing the ball around the three-point circle here. Jensen trying to break down his defender. Kicks it out to Tanner Allen. He drives in, picks up his dribble, passes it to Jensen, drives right side, almost lost it, gets it out to plate. Now to Schwartzy. Schwartzy going to work it from the right side wing. Takes a couple of dribbles. Passes it over to Tanner Allen. Double dribble.
Albie relentless in that man defense. Rockets have done a really good job of not turning that over up until that point. Albie's right in their jersey.
I'm being impressed with the unhurriedness that the Rockets have shown. Usually they are impatient and they put up a shot very quickly. So far they've been trying to execute that offense.
Luke Sarver up top, it goes to Bear. Bear dribbles in, kicks it out to Ugin. Ugin open for three, shot on the way, off the iron, no good. Rebound to the Rockets once again.
Schwartzy with that long rebound, brings it up himself. Stops at the three-point line, passes inside to the freshman Jordan Hawk.
Wow.
Shot on the way, and he got fouled. After the shot, he'll go to the line for two.
That, Pat, is impressive. You are a freshman. You're putting that shot up right there. That's a shot that most guys will pass on. That tells you he's a
He was right off the pine, too.
Yeah.
He had just come off the bench. Jordan Hawk, the freshman, toes the line here with a 1:04 left in the first quarter. 7-6 goes the Rockets. Shot on the way, and it's good. Nice backspin on that particular free throw by Jordan Hawk. There's three freshmen that play a lot of minutes. Peyton Walker has been the starting point guard. I haven't seen him yet off the bench tonight. And then the next guy is Jaden Scott, and then Jordan Hawk. Hawk misses that second shot.
Ugin right to the rack, but no good. Luke Sarver will step in and take it away. Rockets had it momentarily, and there's a travel on the Blue Demons.
Blake Bear moved his pivot foot. And once again, though, Jason.
We're taking that basket down. After this game, I'm going to physically walk down there with the janitor, ripping that thing off there. That thing's got a lid on it. Couldn't hold Jock and Johnny Flattery over here. There's a drive, shot up, no good. Rebound, plate, backside, off the glass, good. And the Rockets have a four-point lead here.
Brandon played in the right place at the right time. Schwartz was able to create that, and there was nobody down for Albia to put on a defensive board.
Albia with the basketball. Ugin in the lane, backside. It goes Luke Sarver up off the glass. Count this one. Good, and the foul to come. Good ball movement and a backside presence by Luke Sarver up off the glass. Good.
That was started by Baker when he took two people with him out towards the half-court line. They got the pass in, and then the second pass. Nice job by the Blue Demons to execute on that play.
Luke at the line. He'll get the and one. It's good. Three-point play the old-fashioned way.
That works just as well. Schwartzy brings it up. Passes it to Hawk. Shot on the way, no good, and here comes the Blue Demons out with it.
Ryan Sarver picks up across the half court. We'll wait for Baker to come. Baker with it. The top of the circle, final 10 seconds of this quarter. In the lane, puts a floater up off the glass, no good. Rebound to Luke Sarver. Luke to Ryan. Ryan up and good. That's a little brotherly love right there, the assist to the brother, and at the buzzer, Albia takes the lead to close out this first quarter, 11-10. Albia trailed by as much as four, but the Blue Demons put on a 7-0 run here and take a lead into the halftime break, into the quarter break. We'll be right back. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball.
You're saving if you're shopping at Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia. Save this week on Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, Mellow Yellow, Fanta Orange, and caffeine-free Diet Coke 24 packs. Just $6.99 plus deposit. Coke and Diet Coke 2-liter bottles are 89 cents each. And while supplies last, Bud Light 18-pack cans are $10.99 plus deposit. Save by shopping at Jim and Charlie's.
Hello, farmers. Prepay fertilizer seed and chemical season is on now at Quality Ag Service in Albia and Melrose. Stop in before the January 10th deadline to make your best prepay purchase for all of your agronomy product needs. Quality Ag has the best in John Deere and Ag Chem application equipment and the experienced staff to run it. And you always make your best cash and carry deals at Quality Ag for chemicals. It's prepay time at Quality Ag, and thank you for your business.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Shot no good by Mason Cox. Opens the second period. Albia with the basketball still. Head fake by Eugen. Down low goes to Sanders. Out front, win. Wide open for three on the way. No good. Rebound to the Rockets.
Jaden Scott back in there. Takes the glass. Gets the rebound to Jensen, who kicks it to Schwartz and brings it up in between the circles for the Rockets. 11-10, Albia in the lead here early in the second quarter. Plate drives, gets into the lane. Turnaround jumper, no good. Battle for the board, and they're going to call Tanner Allen with a loose ball foul. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Rockets. Albia with three.
7-18 to go here, first half. Albia has trailed most of the first half. That final basket of the quarter gave Albia the lead here. 11-10 your score. Here's a three on the way by Baker. Off the iron, no good. Rebound goes to Jensen.
That's got to be five or six for Jevin.
Owns the boards.
Schwartzy on the right side gets a pick.
Nice play.
Pick and roll. Tanner Allen puts it in. And the Rockets lead 12-11.
Cox with it. Ahead for Albia. And the ball go out of bounds. Last touch by the Rockets.
Nice defense over there by Tanner Allen to poke it away.
You're sitting on that Rocket bench over there, and you're coaching this team up. You're saying, hey, it's a pretty good first quarter we got.
No joke. Loose ball. Hugan tracks it down.
Oh, nice.
He drives the baseline. Loose ball again. Albia with it. Cox ball on the way.
Oh, Mason Cox ring it up from downtown. Three. And Albia with a two-point lead here, 14-12.
Schwartzy with three guys on him. He's going to have to hurry
Here's
to find somebody.
Turnover. Baker will push it ahead for Albia. Gets by the defender. Floater up and good.
Just like that, Albia put up 4 points and takes the lead, 16-12. And a little different feel for it. There's a turnover for Albia. They kick it up ahead.
Wendy Eugen. Eugen in lane. Splits the defenders up. No good. Rebound, Jensen. Boy, he has controlled the boards.
No joke. He gets it ahead to Schwartzy. Schwartzy gets a pick over there. He's on the far corner. Gets another pick. Picks up his dribble. Pick and roll. No. Tanner Allen tries to, and then he fouls on the loose ball. You got to give that up once in a while, Jason. He did the two no-nos in a row.
Yes.
He missed the shot. Then he created the foul. And that'll ring him up.
And a
with
nice look. You know, the coach is sitting over there thinking, hey, we got what we wanted. Nice pick and roll, but couldn't get the shot to fall. Then picks up the foul.
Three fouls on him. That'll bring the freshman back in, Jordan Hawk, for the Rockets. Baker with it.
Eugen out front. Left side. Cox open for three. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound backside. Eugen gets it off to Wynn. Wynn dribbles in. Well defended by the Rockets. Eugen will go back out top to Wynn. Left side it goes. The Sanders. Sanders to Baker. Baker dribbles in. Stopped by the Rockets. And here is Tanner Wynn dribbling down the right side of that lane. He'll pick up the foul.
There's no question what the game plan is for Albia. Attack the lane. Get into the paint. Make a high percentage shot there.
Rockets have done a good job on defense. You got Matt Baker scoring his first basket of the first half. 2 minutes into the second quarter. This team has done a great job, the Rockets, defensively. And here's a shot by Baker. No good. Jensen with the rebound again. And then a steal by Albia. The Baker ahead. Up off the glass. Count it good. And he's fouled from behind. Schwartz just gave him a little tug. Really more of a flyby. I don't know if he got the jersey or what. It looked like he just gave a flyby there. And Albia's going to get the foul on Schwartz and a three-point opportunity.
He's got to be smarter than that as a senior. He was beat. You know good and well that Matt Baker was going to put it in the rack. And to create that foul, that was absolutely ridiculous, even though he missed the free throw here. Scott was able to clear the board and get it out to Schwartz. Schwartz needs to do a better job on that. Rockets down 18-12. Jordan Hawk with it. Passes it over to Plate. Plate in between the circles. Passes it over to Schwartzy. Right side. He drives baseline, and there was a foul on the Tanner Wynn. And I'll tell you what, the referees aren't going to allow them to do that bumping action tonight.
No, just Bobby, you think of that first game, how much contact we have, and you get the second game, and they can hardly touch each other.
All right. Scott to trigger it in. Gets it out here to Jensen in between the circles. Drives on his man, and he traveled.
Yep.
He saw an open lane like the Red Sea parting, and he spun his wheels and created a turnover. We got a 20-second timeout by Eddyville Blakeburg Fremont. Let's go ahead and keep it right here. And, Jason, 18-12. There's so much more action in this ball game than the girls' action. It was exciting to watch the girls come from behind the Lady D's to take that victory over the Rockets. But
that was a composure win for Albia. That it really was. Lady D's trailed by as many as 14 points.
They were struggling.
Yeah, and nothing was falling. And Coach talked to him out in the hallway after the game. He just went in the halftime break and said, hey, girls, we don't have to change anything. We just got to get the ball to drop. And the rim that was so unkind turned unkind to the Rockets, and the shots on the other side for Albia started to fall.
Yeah.
Really simple formula. It wasn't.
It wasn't rocket science,
no.
So to speak. All right, here comes the Blue Demons out of the timeout.
Eugen to win. Right side, dribbles in, kicks it out to Baker. Baker guarded by Plate, gets a pick. Matt goes baseline, picks up his dribble to win. Head fake into the lane. Kicks it off to Luke Sarver, out to Eugen on that far right wing. Eugen goes down low to Luke Sarver. Rock is doing a good job of making Albia uncomfortable offensively. Here's a dribble with penetration by Wynn.
Traveling is the call.
This is a young Rocket team. But they've got athletic basketball players. They're going to learn. They're going to take their lumps.
Well, I agree.
But they're a very athletic team. That's going to help them stay in a lot of contests, get past them that youthfulness.
They got two seniors on the floor right now, but they also have two freshmen and then the junior Jensen. And they are, in some aspects, playing for the future. They're doing a scrappy job tonight. 4:06 left in the second quarter, and the Rockets are down by six. Jensen to trigger it into Plate. Plate brings it up, passes it ahead to Schwartz. Schwartz on the far baseline, dribbles it back out to the wing, and now basically in between the circles. Drives left, took a look at the three, but no. Scott has it, hands it back to Schwartzy. Bear boy on him. Schwartz takes it in. No good.
Oh, wow.
Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Jordan Hawk. He's got a shot from
the
elbow, and it's good.
Such a nice-looking shot. That young man's got a bright future.
The freshman's got 3 points here in this ball game. Pass up ahead for the Blue Demon. Shot
for three
on the way. No good. Schwartz, he's able to clear the glass. Pass ahead to Jensen. He drives in. Passes it out to Scott. He's taking a look to throw it. He gets it to Schwartz. Wasn't the best deal. Yeah, it is Blake Bear on him, isn't it?
Yeah, Bear's young player, sophomore. Lots of athleticism.
Played a lot of football this
yes,
year.
Yes, he did.
Jordan Hawk with it now. Dribbling out on the wing. Passes it to Schwartz. Over to Plate. And we've got a foul underneath the hoop on number four.
Sarver.
That's nailed Jensen. Will that put the Rockets at line with the one and maybe?
See, that was number six on the team. So the next one, both teams will be in the bonus.
They must be pretty quick on that trigger because when I looked up, it was six. I thought that was the sixth one.
Here's a steal by Bear on the inbounds. Blake to the basket, leaves it short, followed by Luke Sarver. No good, rebound. And Jensen went up for that.
Who are they going to call it?
I think they're going to call it, let's see here.
Jensen.
Foul on Jensen.
Ooh,
wow.
I didn't see that at all. I know he came out of nowhere to get it. He might have pushed a little bit, but, man, he skied for that ball on that rebound.
If you're rooting for blue, it's a beautiful call. If you're rooting for black, it certainly was the wrong one.
That'll send the Blue Demons to the line for the one and maybe.
Ryan Sarver, shot no good. Luke Sarver, his brother, with the rebound, kicks it out to Bear. To Baker. Baker averaging 31 points a game, only has four here, and he travels with the basketball.
There's sometimes Matt forces the issue just a skosh sometimes. And I think sometimes it does because he's against his hometown team.
Well, I certainly think that probably plays into some of the emotion of the game.
Jensen up ahead. It's tipped out of his hands. Loose ball.
Oh, he
still
does a great
job
of fighting for it.
Schwartzy has it now in between the circles. Thought about a three. No. Takes it into the rack. Puts it up. And he gets up a shot. But, yeah, the ball falls out of bounds off Albia. It'll be Rockets ball.
18-14 Albia with a four-point lead here. 2:32 to go. Rockets with the inbounds. We're going to have a holding foul on Albia. This will bring shots for Schwartz.
There you go. 2:31. And any way, shape, or form you can score the ball, you better be doing it. From the line, Schwartzy needs to be hitting them.
This is an Albia team that averages 65 points a game, and the Rockets have held them to 18 points here. 2 minutes to go in the first half. That's some pretty good defense.
Schwartz with a 70% percentage on the year, nails that first one, 18-15. He draws it within three now. His second shot underway. Eyes the rim, puts it up and in. And it's a two-point possession game for the Albia Blue Demons.
Baker will bring it up across the half-court line, picked up by Plate. It's a pick from Luke Sarver. Baker puts a three on the way. Good!
So whoever was on this weak side didn't pop out and help on defense on that one.
The
pick was nicely done and freed up the Baker boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're guarding him, you don't expect that kind of a shot to go. And so you give a little room there, you know? Jump ball?
Well, one of the two officials said jump ball. The other one said a foul, and the guy with the foul gets to rule on that particular one. Jordan Hawk will go to the line where he's 1-for-2 so far this night. He's got 3 points on the night. Yes. The freshman out of Eddyville, Iowa, toes the line, takes a couple of dribbles. Eyes the rim, puts it up, and no good.
He banked it in.
I didn't realize the first
the
Iowa
bank
State
is
bank
open.
Was open. Oh, my goodness.
24 hours internet service.
Got to talk to Stocker about that one.
That's Hawk. How Dan used to shoot him, hard off the backboard.
Hawk with the next one. Battle for the board, and Jensen gets called for over the back, and we'll take a trip to the other end.
That's it. His third?
If it is, that's not good.
Yeah, no, he's such an important part of this Rocket team. 5 points. He leads scoring for the Rockets.
2:05, and that's going to send Drayden Lindemann in. You got to take him out. There's no way that you can leave him in. And we got some head shaking going on over there at the Eddyville bench. Coach Travis Stout saying, why in the world would you do that with two fouls?
Luke Sarver, the 1-1, makes the first one. His fourth point on the night, Albia. A three-point lead here, or four-point lead, 22-18. He'll get the second shot here. Left-handed Luke, up and good. Throws the football with the right hand. Shoots it with the left hand.
Plate brings it up on the sideline. He stops in the worst place you can, gets it away. Jaden Scott with a nice save.
Lost his glasses, Plate.
That's the second time tonight. He's got to get those straps. Schwartzy takes
nice
it down the rack.
Schwartzy.
Can't finish. Up comes the Blue Demons. Loose ball is finally picked up by Plate. He brings it up the court. Finally slows down a little bit. Over there on the right wing. Gets it to Schwartzy. Bear boy on him and knocks it out. The Rockets will have it now.
You know, really, neither team able to get much momentum either direction.
Plate gives it back to Schwartz. You're exactly right. 1:31 here in the first half. Schwartzy taking a look from the right wing, dribbling out over to Plate. He loses it momentarily, gets it back, gives it to Hawk. Hawk with it, gives it to Plate. He drives baseline, we're going to call a foul on Jordan Hawk.
Yeah, his Plate went by him. He's had a pick and moved on the pick. I don't know.
I don't know.
All
either.
The things I've seen tonight, that's probably one that you might just keep the whistle in your mouth.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, that's the way it goes.
But as I said, you wear blue, it's a perfect call. 23-17, Albie with the 6-point lead. Baker Crossover dribble. Right side it goes Ryan Sarver. Looks inside to his brother Luke. Nothing there. Eugen in the corner. He'll dribble in. The Baker. Baker. Triple team. Gets by the defenders. Goes baseline to Luke Sarver. In the lane. Stripped away by Schwartz.
Up ahead he'll go. Schwartz. One on three. Pulls up.
Shoots
it. And he'll call a charge on Schwartzy.
That is a big defensive play. You can rule against the foul, but either direction, that is a big turnover for both teams. The basket would have counted, had free throws. Instead, that gives Albion the ball back here 52 seconds ago.
And we've got some action going on there. I think he got a technical foul on Coach Travis Stout, I think, is what happened.
Oh.
Indeed. The Baker boy is going to go to the line to shoot some free throws. And I think a technical got rung up. I'm not quite sure who was on, though. I would say
Coach
it was on the bench.
He got the foul, but he's relaxed. He's down. He's not Fran McCaffrey-ing it right now, you know.
Yeah.
Reason to get excited, too. That was a call that you easily could have you said it was a foul on Albion.
Oh, no doubt. But
and that
a big being
turnaround.
Said, Schwartz didn't think as well as he should have. One on three,
yep.
Usually you pull that puppy back out. And then he had that cheap foul on the other end. So Trevor,
potentially 5-point swing right there.
Oh, no doubt.
25-17, Albion with the basketball. Baker, open for three, shot on the way, good.
They're not getting around that pick that's being set by Baker. Schwartzy with it now, dribbling up the court. Passes it to the corner to Hawk. He twirls, whirls. Gets it over to Drayden Linderman underneath the hoop, and
nice
it's
job.
In. Nice job by Drayden Linderman.
Baker with it. Albion with the 11-point lead here. A 9-point lead. Here's a crossover. Baker picks up his dribble. Out to Eugen, and we're going to have a foul on Albion.
Nope. No,
they're going to call a timeout. Timeout called by the Blue Demons. We'll take a quick timeout here. 20 seconds to go in this first half. 28-19 your score. We'll be right back. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Final 20 seconds of this first half, this boy-girl doubleheader tonight. Lady D's got the first game. Battle of undefeateds. What a game we saw earlier. And I'll tell you what, I know the Rocket girls team has got that final date on the regular season scheduled. Circled in. It's February 7th. Albion at Evil Blakesburg.
First game's first, but yeah, you know, there's no two ways about it. You had the lead, and then you lose it there in the third quarter, basically. Couldn't get the wheels turning. You know good and well Coach Fenton is going to have some ideas on how to play.
Here's a shot, the buzzer by Albion. No good. The halftime break comes. Albion with a 9-point lead. 5-point turnaround with that technical, and the difference could have been split in half here. But I got to tell you, a really good start for the Rockets in that first quarter, and they've held Albion way below their scoring output here in this first half. Go back in the locker room if you're the coach and you say, hey, guys, we go back to what we did in that first quarter. We can come back and have a strong second half.
Well, you know good and well that the Rockets need to concentrate on what they do well, and that is to play team ball. They've got to make certain that everybody's involved with the play. Albion, on the other hand, is slowly, methodically forged ahead. They scored 17 points in that second quarter, 9 only for the Rockets, and that's where the Blue Demons were able to make their hay there in the first half. Tail of the tape is Jevin Jensen. Huge night rebounding. If I'm not mistaken, he's got 8 in the first half, but a bigger story is he's got 3 fouls. And just like with Sadie Boffer there in that first game for the girls, you got to stay away from those fouls. He's going to have to be very, very careful when he comes back out in the third quarter.
I told you right away, I've been always impressed with his athleticism. He's a basketball player, comes from basketball pedigree. Look at the history of that family in basketball. And He's a difference maker. Him on the bench or him on the court, that may tell you where the Rockets go.
No doubt about it. The Blue Demons were able to forge ahead methodically, but once again, that basket over here on the west end seems to be the culprit. Who would have thought that it's just uncanny how the balls have rimmed in or rimmed out or halfway in and bounced out. It just doesn't make any rhyme or reason whatsoever. But we'll try another half and see if it happens again.
Let's catch a breather. We'll come back. And Jack and Johnny Flattery is our stats sitting next to us at halftime break. It's Albia 28, the Rockets 19. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albion? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Do you remember when Woodstock was the place to be on that special weekend? Do you remember Mrs. Robinson? If you do, it means it's time to visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics for your colorectal cancer screening scope. It could save your life. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics experienced physicians perform colonoscopies close to home in Albia. Ask your primary care provider for more information about the screening or for a referral and experience the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics difference.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power. From the hard-working efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable electricity has kept families and friends connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
This message brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Hey, we got Coach Achenbach going to join us. We'll talk about the Lady D's. Coach Tony Johnson's going to join us in the morning as well. And we'll talk about that last night's contest or tonight's contest. And then Coach Archer will stop by and say hello, and we're going to shake down these contests. Pat, we've been entertained all night long.
Well, Achenbach will have a smile on his face for sure, coming down from behind at halftime to take the lead in the third quarter, maintain the lead, and in fact get a bigger lead and win going away for the Lady Ds. That'll be a smile on his face, keeping those girls at an undefeated record in the South Central Conference.
Well, they may be the surprise team of the South Central Conference. Coach has had some down times here the last couple of years. Never at the bottom of the barrel, but a little bit down. And this team maybe got overlooked by some teams. Not going to be the case the second half of this conference. 4-0 here, but you're going to go on the road, and never an easy out on the road.
That's true, but winning solves a lot of
it
things.
It does.
And they got a nice victory tonight in the South Central Conference play, and they're undefeated on their first half, and it'll be theirs to lose. I mean, or theirs to win. They can control their own destiny, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And when you're in that position, you don't need help from anybody else. That's a good feeling to have.
I look across the way. I see your athletic director. I'll tell you what, we got two outstanding athletic directors, Keith Little here in Albion and Kurt Johnson. I'll tell you what, we're both blessed to have guys that are really committed to their programs.
There's no question about it. They have to be on top of their game, get the referees involved, getting the transportation for away games, making those trips to away games that are fairly close. And he had too many irons in the fire when he was the head coach of girls squad, so he had to step back from something. I think it was a tough choice for him to make to step out of the coaching arena, because he loved to coach the girls basketball team, but he's done a phenomenal job as the AD, and he will continue to do so as long as he's here at Eddyville.
People may not know all the work he does. You know, it really is tremendous. I call him coach. I will always call him coach, but the youth basketball, the youth sports, he is so invested in the community, and you see that because you guys are having such success in everything you guys do athletically, as well as we are here.
Well, it's a thankless job. There's no two ways about it. In fact, we have a activity called Meet the Rockets, in which the team of whatever sport it is, they talk about their kids and so on and so forth. And Kurt Johnson was honored by the community during that Meet the Rockets for the time and years that he has put in as AD. And he was truly taken back from that, because normally ADs aren't going to be making a whole lot of money like they do on the post-secondary level. So consequently, it was a very nice gesture by the community to honor him and show him some love and support. And he was just very much gratified by the gesture.
Super good guy, doing lots of good work for the Rockets. We're going to come back with the opening tip-off of the second half. 28-19 Albion with the lead here at the halftime break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
It's easier to see clearly into the future when you're standing on a firm foundation formed by your past. This is Todd Barker.
And this is Don Athan. As many of you know, we've proudly formed AgriVision, your John Deere dealership with everything for your land.
That's everything for you, the John Deere customer. AgriVision will have more resources to offer our customers, and you can learn more by visiting agrivision.us or visit one of our 13 locations throughout Southwest and South Central Iowa.
AgriVision, everything for your land.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
28-19, your halftime score. Rockets with the first possession of this second half.
Yeah, Powers back with Jason Summers, and I like that music, Jason. That's the theme of the NCAA basketball for men's and CBS sports, and got to get excited for basketball with Iowa State playing well. Iowa playing well is also, as Schwartzy puts up a long three, rebounded by Plate.
Oh.
He's having trouble in the corner, and there's his glasses going off again. We got to get a shoestring or something on those puppies.
Poor, he can move so fast, his glasses can't keep up. I mean, that kid's quick. Baker with the basketball to the left side, goes to the corner to Sanders. Sanders, cross court, win up top. Nearly had the ball taken away. Rockets, good defense. Stop the penetration of Wynn, and he turns it over.
You see anything odd about the Rocket lineup? Jensen's not out
there.
Well, Evan Heinle, the sophomore, is out there. Allen with it. Passes a dangerous pass. Almost picked off by the Blue Demons. Schwartzy brings it up ahead. He's on the right wing, dribbling. Evan Heinle sets a pick. Schwartz goes to his right, picks up his dribble. Oh. Cross-court pass to Plate. Long three ball. Airs it out, and Albia will get it. That's two possessions in a row now. The Rockets haven't been able to get a shot to the rim.
9-point Albia lead. 28-19, 6:50 to go here. Just underway in the second half. Matt Baker with the basketball. He's been held in check here by the Rockets. Albia's offense has struggled against this defense.
Hugin.
Shot up. Good. Zach Hugin.
He's to me, he's been the key piece for the Blue Demons. Baker's been struggling. He's got 12, but Sarver's been the one that inside the paint has been able to utilize his skill and get nice passes or shots as the Rockets turn it over on an errant pass cross-court for a plate.
Well, I love the athleticism of Zach Hugin and good hard worker, great athlete, pure athlete. He can play any sport. He'd go out for wrestling, he'd be outstanding. Zach Hugin to the basket. Good! Splits the defenders up and good.
I think you're right. I can still see that touchdown catch he had in Eddyville.
Wow.
That gave him the lead, just a bigger lead, just before halftime up there at Eddyville at Ike Ryan Field. Tanner Allen with it in the corner. Picks up his dribble. Looking to pass it. Gets it to Plate. Plate goes in, and there's a foul. No, timeout. Called quickly by the Rockets. And let's see, is it going to be a full timeout? Yes.
Full timeout.
We'll send it back to you at the studio, and you're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
.553 to go here. Rockets with the basketball. Albia with the 13-point lead.
Triggered in by Jensen. Well, actually, no, it was not Jensen. Schwartz has got it. Now over to Scott. He picks up his dribble.
Oh, taken away by
pass.
Baker.
Baker's able to intercept it.
Right to the rack up, and no good. Couldn't get the fall.
Rebound by Schwartzy. He comes up out of there. And like I said, sometimes Matt presses things just a skosh. He wants to do so well to one-up the Rockets, but wasn't able to fall. Plate with the long three ball, no good. Loose ball is picked up by the Blue Demons.
Missed Jensen on the boards, no doubt about that.
Hugin once again takes it in.
Wynn on the three shot, up good! Tanner Wynn!
Once again, though, the assist to Hugin.
Yep.
He created that, and a dangerous pass stolen away by Wynn.
He stepped out of bounds.
Just about had another turnover.
Tanner Wynn can flat out shoot the basketball. He's one of those players that, you know, and you play with guys like Baker who'll just absolutely take over a game. Albie's got to find that consistent second and third scorer. Tanner Wynn's one of those guys I think that can do that, along with Zach Hugin.
Scott with it in the corner, over to Plate. Plate fires it over to Schwartzy. Thought about a three, but Baker was on him. Passes it over to Plate. Plate on the wing. Puts up a three ball, and puts it in. They challenged him and said, shoot it, buddy, and he did.
35-22, Albie with the basketball. Baker picks up his dribble, goes left side to Wynn. Wynn, nothing there. Right side, Baker, long three on the way. No good, rebound, taken away. Vic Sanders Strong on the block, went up high, got the rebound, took it to the other side, put it up off the glass. Good. He's fouled. He's going to line to get it done the old-fashioned way at the charity stripe.
And that was against Evan Heinle. And, of course, he's not quite as strong or experienced as Jevin Jensen, who would normally be in there. But if Jevin had been in there, that's a very good possibility. It would have been a foul on him. Instead, Heinle picks up that foul and passes it off. Sanders, my goodness, he's a rock.
Big boy, athletic, smooth. This is that one, though. 4:16 to go. Rockets with the basketball. Albie with a 15-point lead.
All right, Schwartzy over to plate over here on this side. Pass it back over to Tanner Allen. Rockets need to be aware of those passes. They're not quite as crisp as they need to. Blake Bear on Schwartzy. Trying to get away from him. Back to plate. Plate goes down to the baseline. Having trouble with the dribble. Picks it up. Gets it to Schwartzy. Schwartzy being double-teamed. Fires it over to plate. Too far out for the three, but no. He dribbles in a couple of steps. Puts it up. No good. Long rebound to Hugan. Gets it ahead to Bear. Bear takes it up the court. Puts up
nice
a nice
move,
shot.
A little
and
dipsy
it's
doodle.
In. Oh, a dipty-doo by Blake Bear. Gives the Blue Demons a lead, 39-22 with 3:27 left in the clock. Schwartzy drives. Had a nice pass, but he got fouled, and the Rockets will have it out of bounds.
Smart move. We went right to the right spot on the court, right to the free throw line. Made Abby commit defensively.
He'll be the trigger man. Schwartzy will be to Scott, in the corner, to plate. Back to Schwartzy. Schwartzy being double-teamed, picked up his dribble. Plate in between the circles, dribbling to his left. Picks up his dribble. In trouble a little bit. Fires it over to Schwartzy, cross-court pass. Back to plate. Back inside to Tanner Allen. One dribble. Passes it, throws it away. Picked up by Hugan. Pass ahead to Baker. He
up
puts it in.
Quick transition basketball. This is where you know you look for Albie to be at his best, when it can get up and down the court.
A little microwave action,
yes.
Just fast. Schwartzy with it, pulls it back out. 41-22, the lead has ballooned, and you wonder how long Coach Stout's going to leave Jensen over on the pine. 2:36 left in the third quarter. Pass inside is stolen by Hugan. Up
transition
ahead and to Bear.
And good. 43-22, Albie stretches the lead out here. And we're going to have a timeout called by the Rockets. 20-second timeout. We'll hear a quick word from our sponsors. You're listening to South Central Conference Basketball.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton and Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. with savings on Idaho and Real Mashed Potatoes. 13.75-ounce boxes are $1.99. Mrs. Grimes Chili Beans are 79 cents for a 15-ounce can. Sure Fresh Shredded Cheeses are $1.79 for 8-ounce bags. And Sure Fine Whipped Topping, 8 ounces, just 99 cents. Shop at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Albie with the turnover after the timeout. Rockets get it back, and ball's loose. And this is a scramble right in front of us.
A little wrestling action there. There's two Blue Demons down there, and Tanner Allen,
yep.
The Rocket. Albia is going to get the possession on the alternate possession, but my goodness, they're rolling
wow.
around like there was a wrestling mat.
Good open field tackle by the Blue Demons.
I'll concur, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that was a rugby. That's what they call it, a scrum?
Yep, rugby scrum indeed. Blake Bear with it, passes it over Baker on the right wing.
Oh, so quick. Bear inside, nearly taken away, and save in, but Ryan Sarver saves it into the Rockets.
Tanner Allen on the receiving end of that. Schwartzy with it, passes it to Allen, drives baseline, cut off.
Oh.
He forces the action,
yeah.
And he turns it over. Now, there was a smart play by Albie on the defense. Get your body completely over to the line, if not extend it past the line.
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing The Rockets will be able to talk about. They had several opportunities to shut Albie down on either side of the court. Just turn their bodies the wrong direction. Here comes a shot up. No good. Rebound by Albia. Luke Sarver pushes it ahead.
Whoopsie.
Nearly got that turnover. Yeah. Baker out front. Head fake. Gets by the defender. Splits the defenders to Ryan Sarver on the wing. Three ball on the way. Good.
That penetration by Baker set that play up because he was able to penetrate, get in, kick that out, wide open three from the corner.
Well, that's where Matt could really, really become the next level of a basketball player. He's already one of the elite. But he can really see that, you know, his offense will open up his teammates.
And that's what good players do. Yep. There's no question about it.
Nope.
Scott, I thought he traveled, goes ahead and dribbles, throws it back out to plate. Plate to Tanner Allen. He takes a shot, and it's going to be bouncing around. Hugan skies for the rebound, and Brandon Plate is going to go down.
Hitting the rib, I think.
Yeah. Brandon Plate has had a heck of a season already at that Centerville game. He got karate chopped in the throat, went down for a long time, and they're going to bring in Clay Lathan, the sophomore from Fremont, Iowa, is going to come in for Brandon. Brandon,
I don't care what color you cheer for. If you can't get excited about the way that young man competes, he's a competitor. Really good athlete, too.
No question. All right. Baker breaks down Clay Lathan, puts it up and in. He just took him to the rack. It's what they call schooling him as Schwartzy brings it up. He's got three guys on him. Now he's got one out between the circles. Evan Heinle is trying to set a pick on him. It was on the wrong side. Schwartzy goes to the left side now.
Final 11 seconds of this third quarter. There's a near takeaway. Schwartzy does a good job of getting the ball back. Calls timeout. 4.2 seconds left here. Rockets call timeout to retain possession here in the final 4 seconds of this third quarter.
I don't like that call because the reason is the Rockets had the possession arrow. Now you've got one timeout left in the entire fourth quarter. Not that you're going to need it for a last-second shot or anything like that, but it's one of those types of deals where you shake your head a little bit and said, doggone it, I wish I would have had that one back.
Tough to put all that experience and knowledge on the shoulders of a young man, but because that's a lot of processing.
There's no question about it. I mean, it's in the heat of the battle.
Yep.
He's rolling around. He knows he doesn't want to lose the possession.
Yep.
And so he called timeout, and the Rockets will have it with 4 seconds left.
You're going to get a timeout, and you're going to burn one. 4 seconds left. You want to have a design play, 4 seconds, that is fruitful.
Put the ball in the hoop.
Yep.
I would expect they'd run something along the sideline, get it inbounds, quick pass back to Schwartzy, who's triggering it, and they get it into Tanner Allen. He's going to have some trouble, and it's out of bounds with 2/10
of
a second.
You called the right play. They were trying to set that up. Albie just was prepared for it.
That's good coaching on their part by Archer. Pass into Clay Lathan, and that does the quarter. 48-22, Albia leads. You're listening to KIIC 96.7.
Are you always looking for more room in your refrigerator? Whirlpool French door refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative micro-edge shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by maintaining proper humidity and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting even makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget all their other great brands like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, and England, and many more.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
I'll give a shout out to my buddies at Mick Furniture. I'll tell you what, right before Christmas, they came in, put new carpet in, brought my furniture, and made sure I had a nice bed to lay on when I got home from Florida. They took good care of me.
You can't beat that with a stick. They've been in the Albia community for years and have quality items in their business. I've even bought stuff there.
You can travel to Des Moines, go to the big stores, and I promise you're not going to find any better deal than Mick Furniture right here in Albia. Rockets with the basketball, Albia with the lead.
Struggling to score the ball, to say the least, and then throw it away. The ball is loose. Baker picks it up, and it'll be over and back for the Rockets, and Jensen, indeed, is still on the bench.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There must be a storyline that we're not aware of.
Well, I can venture a guess. It might be that technical. We'll never know until after the ball game. But I'll tell you what, I've already circled January 17th on my calendar. That's when the Centerville Big Red comes to Albia. And I might even show up for that one, Jason.
That will be a tremendous contest. Of course, we know Centerville, amazing basketball team, good athletes. They're going to be come into here, and this is going to be a barn burner. Lots of fun.
No doubt about it. And whistle. Loose ball foul on the Rockets. They're going to call that on number 35, Jaden Scott. Hugan triggers it into Baker.
Oh, he stepped back, three on the way, off the iron, no good. Tip, rebound, goes to the Rockets.
Tanner Allen is able to get that, gives it up to Schwartzy. Schwartzy having a tough go tonight. He's only got 2 points so far. You talk about holding somebody down. They have, Albia has done the job tonight indeed.
Albia's guards are so quick and athletic. It makes it a long night for any guard for any team.
And, you know, Albia realizes that Rockets are not able to have anybody else score the ball, so they can double-team and create problems defensively on that, on your only score.
6:34 to go here. Albia with a 26-point lead. Just joining us late. It was a real contest there in the first half. First quarter belonged to the Rockets. Albia made a basket to close out that quarter to take the lead at the quarter break, but Rockets played some really outstanding basketball there. The first 16 minutes here.
Hugan on that penetration once
nice
again.
Shot. Left it short. Peterson with the follow. Dalton Peterson. Boy, he has improved and having a big year for Albia. He's going to be an important part of this second half. Albia, you know, it's got the summer syndrome here. We are a little vertically challenged.
But the thing I've noticed about this Albia squad is they have a lot of depth that he's able to come off the bench. The Rockets have not been able to utilize their bench too much, only using 7 people tonight. I'll make it 8. But Albia has been able to go 10 deep.
Peterson missed the free throw. Wynn with the follow, and he's fouled, and he'll have shots to come. Yeah, the depth of Albia and the athleticism, that's what's going to carry him this season. And, you know, they're gonna have to push the ball up the court, make other teams work.
There's no doubt in my mind Matt Baker will be able to do the job. I mean, I realize that he's got 16 points tonight, but that's...
16, you were talking about that being a shortcoming.
Yeah.
But to a guy that averages twice that,
exactly.
It is a slow night.
Exactly. But I think he's pushed the envelope just a skosh. But I think night in and night out, he'll be able to be the one that takes care of business. Hugan's been the one that has impressed me tonight. Plate with the 3-ball short, and he made a mistake of trying to rebound that long rebound. Baker takes it up the floor. 2 misses underneath the hoop at point-blank range, and Schwartz brings it up behind the back dribble. Hugan chasing him down. Plate over to Tanner Allen. 3-ball on the way. No good. Battle for the board. A lot of shirts on it. Albia comes out of it. Fast pass, pass up ahead, and Baker is able to hit the floater.
Matt Baker, 18 points. Albia with the largest lead of the ball game at 30. Rockets with the basketball.
Pass inside is broken up. Albia gets it. Wynn takes it up the court.
Tanner right to the middle lane. Good heads up there to kick off to Cox. Cox leaves it strong. Rebound by Wynn on the baseline. Dribbles in, puts the shot up, and leaves that one way short. And the Rockets will come away with it.
Jaden Scott, the freshman, able to get that rebound. Schwartzy brings it up. Plate sets a pick.
Oh, there's a long three and a foul, I believe, on Cox.
Yep. Schwartz will go to the line. He's been held in check. You know, you think about just 2 points for him, the senior, and that's got to be frustrating on his part.
You have him and Jensen over there on the bench. There's your scoring prowess.
Schwartz, with that first free throw, he'll have two more coming. I'm going to lay some odds that he got the technicals.
Well.
Or one technical. There was only one technical. I think he got it.
He played one heck of a first half. He absolutely owned the glass tonight for the Rockets in that first half. And that really, that was the difference maker. Albie was one and done. They didn't get these second and third opportunities.
You're exactly right. As Schwartz made that second free throw, third one coming at the 5:02 mark here in the fourth quarter, 52-25.
That's some good free throw shooting right there. Take advantage of those opportunities.
Well, in the FFA free throw contest that the AgriPower FFA sponsored, he always did win those free throw shooting contests. So that's good to see. Baker with it over on the wing.
Ryan Sarber in the lineup to his brother Luke. Luke nearly loses, and that time he will double dribble. And the Rockets get the ball back. Well, you look at your team here, lots of young faces. You've got your two leading scorers that have been challenged tonight, Jensen over there on the bench. But you got to be impressed. I'll tell you what, some of these young guys are really having solid minutes here.
Oh, no question. Jaden Scott is the not the enforcer, but he's in the right place at the right time with the rebound.
Schwartz
with a nice steal there. He's not giving up,
no.
But 4:30 left in the fourth quarter. And Rockets will have it on the sideline out of bounds. That's just the third foul on Albia here in the second half. Rockets with six. That's kind of helped speed the game up too,
yeah.
Jason. All right, Plate with it. Inside, pass inside to Jaden Scott. He traveled but got away with it. Albia with the rebound. Sarver with it. Kicks it ahead to Baker.
And we're going to be, I think they're going to.
Brandon lost his glasses again.
He lost the lenses this time.
Oh, my goodness. He might have to go to one-hour optical.
Dr. Adler is open for your service. Give him a call today. You can find him at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. Yeah, a temporary location. Had a little water break at the hospital. They're moving people around. They get things done. Don't let no freezing pipe stop them.
Baker with a microwave move on the baseline. Can't get it to go. Albia with the rebound. Kicks it out to Bear.
Ryan Sarver for three, out the rim, no good, and that's going to be over the back. Dalton Peterson.
I'm surprised they called that. They had a sandwich on him. Jaden Scott was in front of him. Tanner Allen was behind him, but he practically came away with that rebound, the Peterson kid did.
He's a long, tall player.
I want to know who his mom is. I think she was a nurse.
Right over here.
She was a nurse over at Eddyville.
Missy?
Yeah, I thought she was.
Missy Peterson.
That's right.
Melissa.
Let's
go with her.
Jaden Linderman with the long rebound, three-pointer. No, battle for the board. Saved to Schwartzy. He puts up three, no good. Tanner Allen with the long rebound. Gets it out. Kicks it over to Clay Latham. He drives once. Tanner Allen with another shot from the baseline.
Oh, nice shot.
Three-pointer is good. 52-28 now at the 3:30 mark in the fourth quarter.
Bear with the basketball. Blake to Ryan Sarver. Beyond the three-point line, right side it goes Dorbeckhouse to the baseline. Luke Sarver, baseline shot, floater up, good.
Nice move by Sarver. He was able to, it does what any good player does, go to the rack. Schwartzy with it, breaks free, kicks it out to Tanner Allen. Three ball on the way, no good. Clay Latham tries for a loose ball, but it's out of bounds. And Tanner Allen would have been feeling it if he had two in a row on the three-point try.
Here he applause from the Albia fans. They'll give the starters and the regulars a little congratulations as they bring in lots of stuff. We'll get some of these young players. We'll get their name on the Lee Current checks in. Dorpinghouse checks in. Aaron Ambrose. Freshwater on the court. And Preston Henderson out there for Albia. Curran will bring it up. Man defense here by the Rockets. Brett Freshwater with the basketball right side. Out front it goes Dorpinghouse. To Peterson. Check that. Henderson. Albia being patient here. Ambrose with the ball. To the top it goes to Lee Curran. Lee gets a pick. Goes to the right side. Picks up his dribble. Back to Ambrose. Preston Henderson. Three on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Albia. Aaron Ambrose goes up high, and Albie with a 54-27 lead, 2:30 to go. Here's a shot by Brett Freshwater. No good. Rebound loose. And the Rockets chase it down. Boy, nearly hit his head on these bleachers over there.
A lot of staring and watching the ball instead of reacting and getting to it by the Rockets now. I'm surprised Schwartz is still in there. You don't want your senior player to roll an ankle with 2:25 left in a more than a 30-point game.
Freshwater with it out front to Ambrose. Ambrose, three on the way. Off the iron, no good. Rebound taken away by the Rockets. Stolen back and up and no good. Curran stepped in to take it away. Rockets will come up with a rebound.
Drayden Linderman with the two rebounds, the one turnover. Gets it to Schwartzy. Oh. There's a hard pass. It's
heads up play by Curran.
Oh,
literally.
My goodness.
His head was up and the ball hit it. Here's Ambrose out front, the Dorpinghaus. To the top of the circle to Henderson. Preston Henderson, three on the way. Good!
Oh, nice rotation. Nice rotation on that shot by Henderson.
No hesitation, a big smile to go with it.
Schwartzy with a 1:40 left on the clock puts up a three ball. No good. Rebound to Henderson.
Off to Ambrose. Albia will push it ahead. Brent Freshwater, crossover. Up front to Lee Curran. Three on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Ambrose. He's open for three. Head fake and double drill. Travel with the basketball. Get to pick your medicine right there.
He thought about it, though. He'll have nightmares tonight saying I should have squeezed the trigger on that one.
Well, here is proof that there can be generational skipping in DNA as Cameron Stocker comes on the court, and he's got more athleticism than his father. That tells you right there is hope for some of you that maybe your parents are athletically challenged.
Oh, my goodness. Where's Dan when you need him? Clay Lathan takes a shot at the hoop.
That's always my question, too. Where is he when you need him?
Linderman with the shot. Up comes the Albia Blue Demons with the ball. 1 minute left in the ball game.
Stocker head fake baseline off the glass. Good.
Nice job by Stocker. Excellent job to take baseline and put it in.
That makes the dad proud.
Oh, no question. Schwartzy's still in there with a minute left, under a minute.
Oh, nice kick out.
Austin Lorenz with a shot. Long rebound to Schwartzy with 36 seconds. Long shot, no good, and it goes off
a zip code.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That thing from half court.
That might have been down by Moravia.
Albia will get the ball back after the miss, 58-27. Lee Curran will bring it up. Dan's over there. He's taking credit for that move. I worked on that in the playground. Here's a drive by Brett Freshwater.
Now, that had to be a heck of a charge because Austin Lorenz, he's a wide body. He put him on the deck.
Well, that young man, that Freshwater out there, he is one tough cookie. Freshman. That as sophomore, but he is going to, you're going to recognize that name in football, I promise you.
I can see the shoulders from here.
Here's a tip out of bounds. Albie will get the ball back. Final 12 seconds.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, just as always, Jason. Glad to be over here tonight.
Oh, I love working with you, Pat. You do such a great job giving the attention to the Rocket kids, and you've had a lot of really fun broadcasts. Here's the three up, no good. Rebound, Ambrose, and that will do it. As Albia gets the win tonight, they get a sweep here at home, 58-27 the final score here. But you've had a lot of fun broadcasting a lot of big moments for the Rockets. And, the two of us have been blessed to have a lot of good things to cover the last several years.
Well, there's no question. Football playoffs, Coach Keller has done a tremendous job. They got back into the playoffs again this year. You know, you think about that team, they played five playoff teams.
Oh, I know.
And they went 3-2 against those squads. And it was a nice surprise for the football team to do so well. Exciting victories, final possessions, long passes in the end zone as the clock goes out. And then, of course, the volleyball squad, you had an inkling that they were going to be something special. And lo and behold, they were able to put the pieces together and make it to state, win that first game against a higher-rated opponent, and then get to that semifinal and lose to the eventual state champion. That's their only loss against a 2A squad this year. But, the basketball girls, it's going to be a fight down to the wire.
That is circle the date, February 7th, the date that they'll probably have 137 shut down, so I can't get there, Pat. But but I'm looking forward to coming down there. Truly, I have so many friends, Aville, Blakesburg, Fremont. they have been really good with our youth programs. We have lots of fun. The communities come together. And that's a difference maker. When you have a community that really gels together, it's not I'm doing my thing, it's we're doing our thing, and then that's evident. And I give Kurt a lot of credit for that.
You know, and that's where the roots come in. You got to have kids that start showing them how to do things at a young age so that they're involved with it. Little kids wrestling, little kids basketball, it all gets to the right spot.
It breeds a culture of winning, and it breeds a culture of wanting to belong to something. And you guys are getting good numbers in your sports and athlete and producing athletes. I can't wait to head to Wells Fargo Arena, and I know we're going to have a busload of Rockets there, and we'll have a busload of Albia kids too. It's going to be a fun time. But this winter's just getting started, buddy. We're going to have a long road here.
Oh, there's no question. It's early January. There's going to be a lot of activity going on, especially on the wrestling mat for sure. Let's take a quick peek at the scoring tonight. Eddyville Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets. Jevin Jensen had 5 points total tonight. Tanner Allen with 4. Trevor Schwartz, the senior, ended up with 4 points. Jordan Hawk had 4, the freshman. Drayden Linderman with 2. Brandon Plate with 5. And Jaden Scott, the other freshman, he had 2 points. For the victorious Albia Blue Demons, they were paced by the Microwave. Matt Baker with 18. Luke Sarver with 7. Ryan Sarver with 5. Tanner Wynn had 8. Preston Henderson reeled in that three-pointer at the end of the ball game. Blake Bear had 4. And Zach Hugan had 4 points. It's hard to believe. He did so many other great things tonight that it was hard to believe that he only had them. Cox had 3 points, 4 for Sanders, the wide body down low. Peterson had a point, and the last kid, number 44 for Albia, that was
Stocker. Cameron
Stocker. He got the 2 points.
Breaking all odds. Having his father's athleticism, he overcomes it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he had the last bucket, I believe, for Albia, the 2-point variety, when he took it to the rack off of the baseline and did a tremendous job there. So
you'd never know he's related to his dad on that move, I can tell you right now. I'm giving Dan lots of static. Dan's my buddy on the broadcast booth. Albia, with the final 58-27 win here at home, they get the clean sweep, and I'm looking forward to February 7th. That's when Pat and I will get back together down in Eddyville, Blakesburg. But for tonight, for Pat Powers, it's Jason Summers saying thank you to Scotty Fry, the best board operator in the business, and to all of our sponsors for making this possible. You've been listening to South Central Conference Basketball on your sports leader, KIIC.